thank you so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. Today, chapter 7 of Matthew, verses 24 through 27. Jesus tells the story. He said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So, person decided to build a house. He worked hard and had it up in record time. He took a few shortcuts, but the house looked fantastic on the outside. He moved in and had cookouts for friends. Everyone enjoyed his generous hospitality. And then one night, a storm rolled into town. The sun rose to show the house was demolished by the rain and the wind. There was another person. He decided to build a house. He worked hard and he took his time. He focused first on the foundation and dug down deep until he hit bedrock. And with the footing solid, he began to build. The house looked fantastic. Family and friends enjoyed his generous hospitality. And then one night, the storm rolled in. The sun rose to show his house still standing strong because, Jesus said in this story, it had its foundation on the rock. Now, Jesus was a carpenter, but this story was not a lesson in building a house. Rather, it was instruction on building a life. The solid foundation belongs to those who hear the words of Scripture and put them into practice. So here's a question. What kind of house are you building? Be honest. Are you a wise or a foolish builder? Father, I know that storms will come. Help me to be a wise builder who hears your word and does what it says. Help me to build a strong foundation. In Jesus' name, amen.